Well, the first trains are expected to go into service in the year 2017, 5 years from now. First, they need to build the factory. Let's speak to the man in charge of doing that now. Jeff Hunton is the managing director of Merchant Place. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning.
You must be a happy man this morning.
A very happy man, and you just reminded me it was 2009 that we set off on this trail in competition with 42 other sites. So to be here today and to be bringing this to the North East is fantastic news for us. I mean, there's a lot of hard work by a lot of people, one of which you've heard from there, from Phil Wilson, but also Durham County Council, everybody in the North East who's been working with us. But yeah, it's a good day for us, I must admit. Very, very good day. But this is only the catalyst. Attachie, it's fantastic Attachie coming, but from our point of view, it's the catalyst for the development of the remainder of the site as well, and other plans that we've got for the Newton-Aycliffe area. So we're looking to this being the commencement of creation of 2,000 plus jobs, and probably in the supply chain about 8,000 jobs. So, as you mentioned early in your report, it is about Nissan-style development for the future. That's the way we're looking at it.
Hand on heart, Jeff, were the times, because you mentioned it was back in 2009 since these plans have been in place, were the times you thought this might not happen?
Yes, there was. I mean, you know, it's been a roller coaster, and obviously, 2009, that was in the Labour government area, and, there's change of governments, different things happen and things move. But, over the last year, since it was announced in Parliament, we've never doubted it. It was just dotting I's and crossing T's, as Keith has mentioned earlier. It has been a rollercoaster, but today's fantastic. It really is brilliant news for the North East and for the support that we've had right the way across the board.
Hi, Jeff. It's David McMillan here. You've said that you'd hope to start work in the autumn. Do you think you're still on target to achieve that?
Yeah, just to put things into perspective. Well, I mean, our design team's meeting in Newcastle tomorrow, but our design team have been working on this over the past 12 months. So, we haven't been sat by. So we've been working, but one of the things we've got to do is the archaeological work to clear the site, first of all. So by the autumn, we'll look to have the archaeologists on site and get that part cleared, and then we'll start the work on the facility in the first quarter of 2013. And then our target is for completion of 2015, and then obviously Attachie will fit out the remainder, and with production and rolling stock coming out, I think, as Keith mentioned there, 2017.
And Jeff, you've been very clear that you want local firms to play a significant role in this development. Are you confident that you have the right people lined up and they're ready to help you put this plant together?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we've got the right people lined up, but, as I explained at the open day that we had a couple of weeks back, this is about giving the opportunities to the local area, to the northeast, to Newton-Aycliffe. And yes, certainly, we've got the procurement people in place that can look at the companies, look at what's required from the construction point of view. And, obviously, at the end of the day, it's about value for money for Attachie and for the organisation. So they will be in competition with other parts of the region and indeed the UK. But I've absolutely no doubt that Newton-Aycliffe, Durham and the North East can rise to the occasion in this, in relation to this. We've brought it here now. We're in competition with, 42 other sites at one stage. Pulling together, I believe that in the North East, we've got the skills and the availability of labour to do that.
And it's been said that this will be a landmark building. It's going to be much more than just a factory. First of all, what do you have in mind to create that landmark building, and how much confidence does that breed that Hitachi really are planning to be in Newton-Aycliffe for a long, long time?
It is going to be a landmark building in respect of, I think, the iconic image has been around the northeast for the last 12 months of what we're looking to create. And we're looking to create an environment that people can work in that's, there's going to be lots of trees. It's going to be a very pleasant working environment. The factory itself, the assembly facility itself, has got all the latest equipment will be going into there. We're doing this as a turnkey project. So effectively, on completion, Attachie will literally open the door, walk in, and then start going through all their production.